Okay, so we'll go to Mike, KDA-LMH. I got a radio for you too, Mike, and checked it out, and it works real well, so I'll have to get with you on that. So, KDA-LMH, go ahead, stand by Bob, KPR.
Okay, WEDW, this is KDA-LMH. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well, staying warm. It's a little bit chilly out there. Yeah, thanks for getting the radio there, Dave. I'll get with you and work out a time to meet you to pick that up. I'd like to thank everyone that came out to our club meeting Friday night. Had a fairly good turnout for as cold as it was. And good presentation on upcoming Winter Field Day. Thanks, Ron, for doing that. And then had a good turnout for breakfast Saturday morning. Thank everyone for coming out for that. Bob in Owosso. Good to hear you on there. Boy, you have an excellent signal coming from Owosso. Sounds like you're right next door. So be proud of that signal you got from Owosso there. Sounds really good here. Other than that, I don't really think I've got much else. This will be my only go-around 2 days, so you can mark me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. And stay warm there, 73, so we'll catch you down the log there. Bob, NAKPR, you're up in a standby, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everybody else on the net. And welcome, Bob. Another Bob out here. But, yeah, I started the weekend off on kind of a rough note. On Friday morning, my high water alarm went off, and as soon as it went off, I get a phone call from the alarm company saying it went off, and so I run downstairs and check it out. I'm thinking, oh my God, there goes a sump pump. Gotta do some of that. I got a backup. I can take the old one out and dump the backup in there. But it wasn't that. It was my where the well. I have a well. Where that comes into the house, that it goes into some galvanized fittings. They go into the pressure tank, then into a water softener. Anyways, one of the connections down there was spraying water around. So I'm like, okay. I told the wife. I said, okay, we gotta fill some buckets up and whatever we can fill up with water. And so we did that. I shut everything off. I called. I turned the pump off. I called up a company that I had used before. They're no longer in business. I went over to my neighbor's house and talked to him, because I know he had somebody over his house recently, and he said he liked them. So I called them up, and when I got the number, she says, well, the guys are all gone for the day. She says, I know it's the morning, but they're gone for the day and the weekend. They're out hunting. And I says, okay, whatever they're hunting for, I don't know, maybe rabbits. But she says, they'll get a hold of you first thing in the morning. So I went through let me buy a second here. Okay, it sounds like somebody else is on there with me. So I would keep shutting it off when I need more water. I turn it back on. But anyways, then apparently something wedged into the crack where it was leaking from, and it wasn't leaking anymore. I said, okay, I'll just leave it on and keep an eye on it. Well, they come by here today. They took care of everything for me, and so I'm back in operation. I fix like 90% of the stuff that goes wrong around here, but I looked at that, and I'm like, there's one part on there where the pressure switch goes in, and, it's like a four-way connector. I'm like, I don't even know where I'm going to find that thing. So I just said, screw it. Let somebody else knows what they're doing. So they come over and fix it this morning, and we're good to go. So with that, that's it for this round. Back to net control, NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Always seems to me that the trouble comes when your least expected. I think that they actually opened the deer on the season up again for a while. I thought I read that, and possibly the guys maybe went out and deer hunting. So that's at least what I heard. I hear the deer population is pretty high, and they want to try and get it down. Actually, I left this morning and just drove down the road. And we don't see a lot of deer here. I know that they are here, but we just about four houses down from me, three deer and the just off the side of the road. So they're around here even. So anyway, Ron, KC8YVF, you're up. I'll take a break after that. Go ahead, Ron.
All right, Dave, thanks for doing the net here. I kicked it up to 50 watts on the radio. Normally I run just 5. I wanted to see what I was bringing up on the voter. So basically I'm bringing up even Bancroft, so everything's working very well tonight. Better band conditions. I know a week ago yesterday, Hemlock wasn't coming up at all. So let me break for just a second. I'm going to reduce power. Okay, now I'm back at my normal 5 watts. I'm still bringing up Bancroft a little bit there, and Guerra, so that's not normal. So good band conditions tonight. Had a good week last week. I had to work Monday, Tuesday. I had Wednesday off for the first of the year. Worked back to work Thursday, Friday, so another short week. But now I'm back to reality, all 5-day work weeks here on that. Got a hold at Market County. We will be having a functional exercise coming up in May, and I got to look at the calendar here real quick. Sitting next to me, May 8th. Looks like it's a Thursday, I think, or 7th, excuse me, a Wednesday, May 7th, I think is what the date is. So I'll get information out on that. I don't know anything about the exercise other than it's the MBS Airport exercise. I know in March they're also going to do a tabletop exercise, but I'm not sure if we're going to participate in that or not. It'll depend exactly what's going on. I don't want to have to take another day off from work for that. But we will have the functional exercise out at the airport coming up in May. That'll be a couple of days before the MS walk in May, so they'll be right in the same week. Let me break.